Ladies and gentlemen, please have your seat. We're about 20 minutes behind on starting our regular meeting. I'd like to welcome everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. All the commissioners are here except Commissioner McAnally. Is there any need to say pledge our allegiance to the flag again?
We've already done all that.
We've done the flag. Mr. Dieter has blessed the meeting earlier. We're going to move. We have a need to go into executive session and consult with the lawyers and the computer people regarding a cyber security issue relating to the sheriff's department. So at this time, we're going to adjourn. And what time is it?
10:55.
We're going to adjourn, go into closed executive session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551071, 072, 0725, 074, and 076 to discuss with our attorney pending issues or contemplated litigation or settlement offers, deliberate regarding security devices and audits. I guess that's what the computer issues are falling. Thank you very much. Let the record reflect it's 12:23. We've closed executive session and reconvened in regular session at 12:23 after discussing with our district attorney and TAC lawyers potential lawsuits or legal issues that require action on our part. So I would entertain a motion to approve authorizing the negotiations by our lawyers with the amounts that were set forth in the executive session.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Mattuno. Any questions? Mr. Mars is outside of the room, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Unanimous 3-0. And we didn't list a number. I understand, per the advice of our district attorney, that settlement negotiations are allowed to until we're done with it. There's some leeway about disclosing those numbers. Although, how could you successfully negotiate if you're throwing all your numbers around? Is that correct, Mr. Dillon?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's all we had in executive session. Who are these gentlemen back here? What are they, which one are they on? Seventeen got to do with that too?
Yeah, 17, 18, 19.
All right, we're going to move to item 17, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the addendum for routing and road use, adding daily rate of $350 for monitoring and approved bond of $1,896,000 for road use damages, if any, at conclusion of project.
This goes back to our original discussion we had before. And I believe, Commissioner, you know, you asked about the monitor agreement. This is the addendum to put that in. What that is. We just didn't have it ready for that. Standard rate rates we used before on when y'all did yours up there at $350 a day for truck and equipment and for the bond for all the roads, total length of roads. It would be effective possible.
I take a leave of absence. I'll go sit up there in my truck for $350 a day. I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Natuno to approve the addendum to the road use agreement.
And y'all okay? I mean, y'all signed it, so.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And we have representatives from Bahia Pipeline here that are in agreement. There's somebody's already signed it, so that's a.
You're anxious to get moving.
Glad to know we're all on the same page, so to speak. Any other questions or concerns? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 3-0. Are any of y'all lawyers in the group? Good. So that we apologize for keeping you here all morning. We're meeting with lawyers all morning on Zoom, and you know how them lawyers can be. Let's see. I think there's a place for everybody to sign. Yes, sir. I've got a good copy machine. It's got blue ink on it, so I assume it's an original. We'll make it an original. You have one? Is the one you got to have a blue ink on it? If we sign two of them, they can leave here with one.
I got a rose on the second color.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know if you did.
Yes. Not anxious on that.
Well, if not, the clerk will keep the original and we'll get you all a copy sent to you. All right, the next item is item 18, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve accepting Road and Bridge 3 culvert form from Bahia Pipeline for temporary install and later removal after job completion on B. Hales Road. What exactly does that mean?
They're going to, at the end of Bill Hill Road, back where, behind Crown Royal Ranch, this is where the old pipeline easement goes, they're going to have to cut the road, put it, to go in there and put their pipe in. So they pay the permit fee and everything, and they're going to need culverts to be able to do the work, and when they get through, they'll pull it back out.
I'll make that
motion. Any of them Hales still live back there? Two of my sisters their mama was a Hales, and they were born right back down there in that old house.
Yeah.
The new one?
Up around
the new one?
So it's basically this form that you have here?
Yes.
That's what we're approving?
That's what we're approving.
Mr. Morris, make the motion.
Is that you going to open cut them roads?
Sir?
You open cutting them?
Just this one. It's going to be cut right at the end of the road where their property is. And then when it gets through, they'll be putting it all back in.
So what are we doing with the culvert policy? You're just waiving the fees? What are we doing?
Yeah, we're just giving permission to put the temporary culverts in and
okay.
Then pull them out when they get through what this is.
You got a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, second by Commissioner Natuno. So it's a temporary culvert. When they put the culvert in, they're going to be able to remove them after the fact.
Yes.
Well, I always thought that was an inherent God-given right. If I put a culvert in at my house and then later on I decide to take it up, I guess I just won't be able to get to my property.
It wouldn't be able to, but according to our culvert policy, it's what we have to do.
Yeah, okay. Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. Commissioner Mars has entered the building again. All right. Item number 19, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve adding B. Hales Road to permit 2024-489 for Bahia Pipeline per drawing. Other crossings approved prior and accept $2,500 fee for Precinct 3 Road and Bridge.
This is to accept the permit fee that was left off the bridge now. Okay.
So the other application didn't have a permit fee?
No, it's not for Bill Hales. It did for everything else but
okay.
Bill Hales.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Mars. Any questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good to go. I appreciate y'all.
Item number 10, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the 2025 holiday schedule. So I can be transparent and all that stuff.
I'll make the motion to approve the schedule.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Brandon. 13 holidays, but there's 15 days involved. Because Thanksgiving has 2 days, and so does Christmas. Any questions or other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. Item 11, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the 2025 Commissioners Court schedule for San Jacinto County.
I'm going to venture out here on this if you just did the holiday thing and say that last week, you know, December 24th to 25th, is probably going to be there.
Yeah. You're exactly right. You're going to go out on a limb on that one.
Go out on a limb on that one.
So you want to move it to the 23rd?
Probably not a bad idea.
Put it there for payroll.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, let's move it to, if you want to make that into a motion, that's a good idea.
I make the motion to accept the calendar with the changes of the Wednesday 12-24-25 being moved to 12-23-25.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Brandon. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. Let's see, this is September the 4th. Item number 12, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the resolution authorizing signatories on the General Land Office Community Development Block Grant 2019 Disaster Recovery Program CDBGDR contract number 24067040E228.
Number there.
project is this, Commissioner? Is this one of yours, precinct three?
Yeah. What, Lee Turner comes up?
Lee Turner has to be Turner.
I'll make that motion to authorize the judge what we're authorizing, right?
Yep.
Right.
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Mars. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0.
Do you know this one?
Item number 13, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the proclamation for September 5th in San Jacinto County proclaiming Dorothy J. Harrison Day turning 80 years old. I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon, second by Commissioner Natuno. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. Proclamation recognizing the 80th birthday of Dorothy J. Harrison. Whereas Dorothy J. Harrison has been been a lifelong resident of San Jacinto County in the Oakhurst, Texas area, and whereas Dorothy J. Harrison volunteered and assisted many elderly and less fortunate over the years while being devoted mother of seven children, Doris, Barbara, Adrian, Donnie, Bonnie, John, and Monica. And whereas Dorothy J. Harrison owned and operated her own beauty shop, Dorothy's Hair Fashion, for over 20 years. And whereas Dorothy J. Harrison served on the Oakhurst City Council until it was disincorporated in 2010 and now serves as deaconess with Center Hill Missionary Baptist Church. Therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Fritz Faulkner, San Jacinto County Judge in the Commissioner's Court of San Jacinto County, do hereby recognize and honor Dorothy J. Harrison for her long life, prosperity, and the many contributions she has made to our county. Given under my hand and seal of San Jacinto County on this fourth day of September 2024.
Why come
she
didn't come?
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
Oh,
we have a party for her on Saturday.
Sure. Where's it at?
Roadway Inn in Huntsville in Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
I think we did one for these, if you remember, Judge.
One we did not long ago, somebody turned 90 years.
Me and Greg went.
We went to Miss Jimmy Lee Jenkins at her home in Raven Hill community. She turned 104 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's been a number of years ago, but. Number 14, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the change order for Dillon Construction, Inc.
This on jail roof.
For the jail roof repair. See, it says, please have Commissioner's Court sign witness and date the bottom of change order number one for extra work and sign witness and date change order number two for extra bond. I have attached the scope of work for the extra work for their review. I also need attachment A on my contract to be initialed on all three pages and signed and witnessed on the bottom of page 3. Judge Faulkner and I signed and executed the actual contract, but we didn't execute Exhibit A, or Attachment A, which has the contract pricing, weather tightness warranty, and original bond amounts. The actual contract does not have the pricing, it just refers to Attachment A. Well, if it's attached, I mean, it's, I guess it's overkill to initial every page. Some people do that. If that makes him happy, I don't see a big problem with that. But change order, the original contract amount is $346,836. The change order, rework Eve moved purlings down from peak and weld on rollover plates. Description of work per letter 8/12/24. That's $56,270. The weather tightness warranty and bond is $24,032. It'll change the contract from 346,836 to 427,138. Change order number 1. On Thursday, August 8th, I took a crew by the project to get final field measurements so we could order the material as soon as we got our contract signed. During the time on the project, we opened the roof at the eave of the building in 5 different locations and the ridge in 3 different locations to see how the structure was installed and designed by the previous builder. We also took off one of the sheets over the HVAC unit to see how big we had to make the roof curbs and removable roof cover for the roofing equipment. While we had the roof open, we crawled inside the attic area over the original jail on the northeast side of the ridge. While inside, we checked the distance between each main rafter to determine spacing for banding the ridge. For standing seam roof. This banding is required to keep the purlings from rolling over since the TS-324 standing seam roof panels do not attach directly to the purlings. This is required. Problems found during inspection was that not seen from up on top or from inside the day we did the pre-construction walkthrough. It was dark inside and raining outside during the pre-construction walkthrough. First deficiency, we found that even though the design worked and was functional for the previous roof, it does not meet the requirements for the TS-324 standing seam roof that we will be installing. The top course of the block walls at the eaves are in fact a bond beam. The structure installed on top of the bond beam is not sufficient to support and meet the uplift requirements for the wind loads. They used a 1-inch subgirt that I believe is no more than 20 gauge or maybe 18 steel, and not sure what kind of fasteners that were used. This member is an 8-inch back from outside of wall on the original jail and 12-inch back from the outer wall on the phase 2 and 12-inch to 13-inch back on the phase 3. This needs to be 14 gauge material and out at the edge of the outer face of the block brick wall. The remedy, to do this we will need to install a 13 inch by 4 inch angle on top of the existing block wall. I don't know if I've ever seen a 13 by 4, but that's a big old, that 13 inch is going to lay on top of that block so they can fasten that down. That's the way. They should have had a cap on that to begin with. To and on top of the brick wall or block wall and fasten it to the face of the block wall with masonry anchors every 5 feet into the bond beam where we can. Also, we will install masonry tech screws through the new angle through the existing hatch section into the existing bond beam. There's no cap on there. It's just kind of laid up on top of the brick, and that's what caused it to separate, apparently. Third deficiency. No, wait a minute. Second deficiency we found was the purlings were not welded to correctly to the rafters. Like a word's missing there. This again is not a problem with exposed fastener R panel roof where purlings are supported by the roof panels, but with a floating standing seam roof, the panels can roll over with expansion and contraction. Remedy, therefore, there needs to be either a clip welded from the rafter to the purling or an additional sag straps fastened to the top of the purling and to both sides down to rafter. We recommend installing welded clips on each side of each purling in phase one only. Phase two and phase three look to be okay. Phase one is the original roof, the one that's 30 years old. It's got all the holes poking through it and so on. That was over the top of a concrete roof in the original 10-man facility. Third deficiency, when opening up the ridge in all three phases, we found that the peak purlings were not far enough apart for the expansion and contraction of the standing seam roof panels. The spacing at the ridge from web of purlin on one side to peak of building should be 1 foot 2 inch on each side, so 2 foot 4 inch from the web of peak purlin on one side to web of purlin on opposite side. Again, this wasn't a problem with the R panel roofs on phase one and phase three, but now that we are installing a standing seam roof, we need space for the backup plate and the top floating roof clip to work properly. They will foul each other. Rec room will be okay, not enough movement. Remedy: remove existing purlings from both sides of ridge and move them downhill to allow for proper expansion and contraction of the roof system. I'm sorry, I just found the second page. Dillon Construction cannot be responsible for existing structure design or erection of this structure, but we can't do our work and guarantee our work unless these items are taken care of. Total add to our previous quote would be $56,270, and then total add for additional bond is $1,352. I guess bonds based on the value, and if you raise the value, then the bondsman's got to eat. They get a little extra too. I think I had a motion by Commissioner Brandon.
Second.
I have a second by Commissioner Mars. Any other questions?
Hey, I got a comment.
Yes,
just
sir.
Just on this jail alone, right now we're up there with the work the DP's already done. The air conditioners we got to buy, the switches for the generators, total costs are up about $480,000.
Well, we got to do what we got to do.
I know, I'm just saying, I just want everybody to know what we're up to so far.
I'm glad you mentioned the switches. That was another part of the problem. He's already ordered the stuff on that.
Yes.
And as soon as it's in, it'll be installed.
So ready to go.
Maybe we can get this thing all together and
I think he's been doing a bunch of repairs over there inside, the way I take it too. You know, some minor stuff need to be done, so once we get it, it'll be rolling, ready to go.
All right, any other comments? Thank you, sir. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0.
You're on your project now, huh?
So.
It looks good. I mean, that's the only way to do them, though. These property owners, you know.
9/4/24 accepted.
Maybe.
And then there's a place that's what says witness by. I think that's you.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
9/4/24.
Owners or sellers?
Oh, they've got it. We got to do this three times. He said something about initialing. I didn't do enough initialing, so we'll do some initialing. That goes good. And he's got to sign it. And then
yep. So I'll let you keep these. That way,
Tracy
can.
Okay.
Okay. They all look good, though.
Item number 15, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve a variance for Craig Jackson and Gloria Hicks to divide 7.26 acres into 3.72 acre tract and a 3.79 acre tract.
So both properties have enough footage. They're on State Highway 190. They have 5 foot drainage easement around both exterior of the lots. I don't know who they are. I haven't talked to them. This is a surveyor. Do you know a Craig Jackson or a Gloria Hicks?
I know a Craig Jackson, but he lives out in
Precinct 3, Mary Tank.
Yeah, but lives in Precinct 3, and his wife worked, but it's not the same Craig Jackson.
No. I'll make a motion.
Is he kin to Gerald Jackson, any of that bunch off of Willow Springs?
Not that I know of.
Doesn't really matter if he's
complied
Martin, with
I don't know him, do you?
No, I've never met him. Never talked to him. I talked to the surveyor.
Yeah.
Well, it don't. It's on 190, you say?
Yeah, front's 190 at the bottom is U.S. Highway 190.
180 feet frontage on one and 192 on the other. I got the drainage and, well, actually it's on the highway side. It's 209 foot and 195. I was looking at the back end of the property.
So did you make that motion,
yeah.
Commissioner?
You second. I made the motion.
Commissioner Brandon made the motion.
Dave, mm-hmm. Mark seconded it.
Commissioner Natuno, I have a second. So they got a place for us to sign the plat.
I've got the original. I've got the original.
Okay. Any other comments? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Do we need this with
the ayes have it. It's unanimous.
Yes.
Okay.
4-0.
There's that.
We had two signature pages, but they've got two set of field notes, so I'm thinking.
Right.
The surveyor wants to.
That's what I was looking at. And then they're going to sign?
Basically.
afterwards?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll sign it when you're here?
Yeah,
that's right. Well, we had to be unsigned.
Where's the other one?
It's that way.
Yeah. Just throw it up here next time.
Just a moderate amount.
I thought maybe
it's really helping everybody hay fields and all that.
Just
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm
two spots.
Yeah, we're good on it.
Mark, who's going to get them to sign? The owners.
I guess the survey company, huh?
Jayhawk. Yes.
Send it back to the survey company.
Okay. And then they need to bring it in and record it in public records.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure when it's
They'll record it.
Really?
You don't know how many people don't.
Are you serious?
Well, if they buy 4 acres on one building, they're going to spend probably more than $100,000. Do you know him? Yeah.
I don't.
He'll be real close to your house.
Right. When they were doing the survey, they were on my property and on the Mitchell's property. That was the point. And then we were going down toward past, I think like toward like where the man's lived.
Yeah.
That direction.
I never met him.
She has that one on.
Portland, right?
Yes.
Because initially they were on my property. I'm like, no, there's not 7 acres between me and my neighbor. There's 2 acres of this kind of wooded area. So then they went to Dorothy West's house, and they set up there, and then we were going further east off of the
street. East or west?
No, I'm on the west side, but they were going east, like toward, like where past Mr. Richardson's house and a little bit further down. And it was on that same side of the house.
Item number 16, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve transfer of $8,500 from road and bridge number 3 to road and bridge number 1. Unit 1114, 2013 model CC20943, body style, 2500, two-wheel drive.
Commissioner McEnally said something a while back when I was working on this deal for monitoring, that he was wanting to get him a new truck and wanted to get rid of this one. So it already has lights and everything on it because the price was put on mine. It cost me more to put lights and stuff on my truck. It's 2006 and what it's worth. So he came up with, you take this for it, I put it on.
He's got a truck, a 2013, and you're buying it for $8,500.
That's correct.
I'll make that
okay, I thought we were going just the opposite direction.
No,
so.
No. Moving it from Road and Bridge, 1 to 3.
All right. So we're increasing your inventory instead of decreasing. That's always good. I had a motion by Commissioner Mars.
Mm-hmm. Second by
Natuno. Second by Commissioner Natuno. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. Oh, I forgot. I didn't read the whole thing. It's a crew cab, color white, VIN number, blah, 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 blah. Primary use as a monitoring truck, funds from equipment account number 0523. They cut that off, split that. Sorry about that.
All right.
Item number 2020. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to change San Jacinto County vehicle registration renewal from bi-weekly payable packet to weekly payable packet. Vehicle renewal registration?
The registration that we get for all the vehicles, we have to go through this process of holding it for court and then getting it approved through court, getting the checks issued, and then going and getting the tax for the receipts and then coming back and giving them out. So if we can do this weekly, it doesn't... It
vehicles being without tags? Is that what you said?
Registrations, yes.
I don't imagine the sheriff's been too hard on writing y'all tickets for expired tags.
Well, it's not just, it's everybody in the county, and it would make it better for everybody that we can get them, turn them around and get them back to them so we're not holding off on them.
I'll make that move.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mattuno, a second by Commissioner Mars.
Okay.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, unanimous 4-0.
I still don't quite understand it.
Item number 21, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to advertise for the San Jacinto County 2024-2025 annual material and contracted services bids for the following items. Aggregate rock, road repair mix, hot and cold mix, pre-mix, road materials, asphalt, ungraded post-oak or iron ore, mined or unmined caliche, culverts, gasoline, diesel, lubricants, laydown work, hauling, and delivery of materials, cement, stabilization of roadway. When's the last time y'all hauled some post oak gravel?
A couple of years.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah, that's for the old washroom get closed.
I see. I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon.
I'll second it, but I have a change. I want something added to the cement. We need to have lime / flyers. Cement / lime / flyers.
Stabilize sand.
What? Cement, lime, and wax?
Fly ash.
Fly?
Fly ash. Fly. Stabilize sand.
No,
we're not accepting bids. We're going out for bids, so I don't see any problem with the fact that it ain't on there. Fly ash.
Yeah.
They usually do a blend of lime and fly ash.
Varnish, and that will make like concrete.
So, and then the other thing that Mr. Morris has brought up was stabilized base.
Stabilized sand.
Sand or stabilized base.
So two different ones?
One's base mixed with cement, one's sand mixed with cement. So, and it usually come out from like the Vulcan or...
Stabilized, what'd you say?
Sand. Or cement.
Our comes out of Port Humble.
Or base.
He said stabilized sand and stabilized base. That's what he said. I don't know where that leaves stabilization of roadway. Is that the applying of the
different
material?
That's the actual
lime
cost of grinding, mixing, watering, and packing.
So, Commissioner, are you okay with your motion including addition of fly ash, stabilized sand, and stabilized base?
Yes, I am.
Can I get a second?
Natuno.
I got a second by Commissioner Natuno. Any questions or other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. 22, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve interlocal cooperation agreement for jail services. It's my understanding that Polk County, where we had something like 30-something inmates, had, I guess they, I don't know what they did, they must have raided a crap game or something, because they had 12 new inmates, and therefore 12 of ours had to go. That's a dice game, that's probably what I should have said. Anyway, they said y'all need to do something with 12 of your inmates, so the sheriff got on the horn and okay, now this thing says Tyler can't. I guess we use their contract. I didn't read that closely enough, but you're going to be dealing with Beauregard Parish at $60 a head?
Yeah.
As opposed to 75 or what some of the other counties are.
Yeah, and that will take up to 50. We have currently 37.
Okay, and this looks like a contract that Tyler County had with them. So the one that, and I should have caught that. I didn't mind. But we're gonna take out Tyler and put San Jacinto County. And if I have to have a
where's that Beauregard at, Sheriff?
About 2 hours, DeRidder.
DeRidder. It's in DeRidder?
It's actually closer than it is going to Brazos County.
But DeRidder?
Yes. Right.
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly where that is. Paper mill is over at DeRidder.
Is it right on the way to the gambling house?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Was this thing, do you have an electronic copy of it? Captain, do you have it electronically? The word Tyler is in here all over. You got a hard copy of the one that says San Jacinto? Okay, I'd rather, because this, when I get through doing it with my pen, it's going to look a little.
Yeah, we're going to get the right
one. That's fine. I should have. I just missed it. So, have I got a motion on the floor yet?
Yeah. I made a motion.
I didn't get any.
I'll
second. Mars said he did.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Natuno to approve the interlocal cooperation agreement for jail services with Beauregard Parish at $60 a head. And they'll take up to 50, the sheriff advised me. Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. If she can get that one, we'll just sign it instead of marking. Boy, it's in here on every line I see on towards the back. Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you, Sheriff. That's saving a little bit.
I guess Dickie did. You put this on there?
Judge, mind you, we checked with no less than 25 counties within 4 hours.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Some jails have room, but they don't have the jailers to fill it. That is the common problem now in the state of Texas.
Yes, sir.
And Beauregard Parish, they went up because they were charging 30, but since they've got all this business, they doubled it.
Well, that's the way the game's played, I guess. All right, let's see. 22. Item number 23, consideration, discussion, possible vote to review reporting of detention payout for fiscal year 23-24 and determine to continue or cease the overtime payout for detention officers.
Judge, did you put on here on the last board, y'all tabled it for more information, so I'll put it back on. If you look at your package that I gave out to y'all weekly, one of them says overtime detention and one of them says overtime detention.
Oh, this ain't it. This is something else.
But it's in there.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Go back.
Like this. OTDET. I got it.
All right. Look on the last page, that's how much we paid out for the year. Page number 4 on that. We started doing this January 2023, and every year, here by the time I bring you the report, we help decide whether you want to.
We increased staff at the detention unit. That's supposed to help this, and I hope it is. Ooh. 111,000. What is that? About three positions? Are we three positions understaffed? Five?
As of this moment.
So I don't know what, if you still putting feelers out to hire more guys, and you can't get them, or guys or gals, to come to work, then you got to work what you got, is what the trap you've got.
How many?
Wow.
There's three in here.
So why would we be acquiring overtime if we don't have any inmates?
Because they're working over.
That's what we want to know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're working over at Polk County. But they're getting almost an hour overtime every day because they have to. They come here first. They get the van. They're transporting trustees back and forth. So the moment that they get in that van, they're on the job. So, and then they have to be over there to relieve the other shift, which is going to come
that's
back another
day.
Time.
So why do they got? And I'm gonna ask, why do they have to take the van every one of them every day?
Transport the trustees back and forth because we're using.
Because you're bringing the transport.
I'm sorry.
So who watches the trustees while they're over there? I mean.
We do.
So one of y'all are going to get them. One of the four that's here.
No.
So what are the trustees doing here?
They're painting
the jail.
They're painting the jail.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. No, that's good. I didn't realize. That's good. That's way better than paying a guy $26 an hour to paint.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, for y'all's information, we have five that are going to start school Thursday, basically a 5-week school. But when they graduate, they will be certified.
Call Montgomery County and tell them. Call Montgomery County and tell them who it is so they can know. Harris County, Montgomery County.
I'll make sure I do that.
I like that painting idea. That's a good idea. That shows some initiative. That's a good thing. No, I didn't realize. I'm glad to hear that. This year we projected $600,000, but we put in the budget $240,000 because we didn't have any contract, any inmates.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. We were,
okay.
Margie and I were talking about expenses in the jail, what was going to be projected left.
Well, that's what we try to do on most everything. You're not going to hit everything right on the money.
The sheriff's office was right on the money.
Yes.
But the jail was under just a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be about 200. If they continue to go the way they're going right now.
So what are we going to leave it or are we going to say no? So if you're, each person is getting 1 hour a day, I mean.
I thought there wasn't but two going over, the two per shift. Yeah, it's two per shift.
Three. Two per shift.
Two trainees.
Right now I have four on one day shift because two are training.
So what's going to happen when you send all them to training, what's going to happen?
We still have two per shift while there's five. There'll be one.
So Polk County's charging us what, Sheriff?
Sir?
25.
Polk County's charging us $25 a day.
Yeah, they're kicking us out. They need that space, they're starting to fill up their own jail.
That's what I just said.
Thank you.
So
thank you, man.
It's like 15 spaces that they needed.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how many they need. I know that we had enough room for 30, and then they narrowed that down to 16.
So if they keep kicking us out, why are we sending people over there to work?
Because they're still our enemies.
Well, I know, but you'd be down to zero people over there. Then what you gonna do with your workers?
We're gonna. They have promised us a 16-man cell, right?
Yes.
16.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we will keep 16 inmates there, and those will probably be the inmates that come back and forth to court. Because right now it's taking anywhere from 5 to 8 hours to make the complete circuit to pick these people up for court twice a week, once a week, whenever they hold. Just one, and then we got to turn around and take them back to wherever they come from.
Just 4 jailers a day.
Or wherever they're housed.
Thank you. Sheriff, there's a place for you to sign and the auditor to sign. So. On that contract.
So where did they live today?
Polk County.
Well, if we're not going to get a motion, I'm going to move on. Item number six, consider approval of claims. Y'all seen the bills on the 79 account?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's the only bills I got in the package. Yep.
They up there for old Mark.
I don't think any of mine's on there this time.
I mean the whole packet, though.
Just one.
Yeah.
Culvert replacement.
$15,000. Yeah, I seen it.
Thank you.
It's up there. What's up, Jeff?
That's it.
Oh, it's two statues. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
Russell Bird, $15,750. It says culvert replacement. That must have been a big culvert.
It was. Better shut the road down. Make some cuts.
Well, we said a big one the other day.
Oh, 60-foot
culvert. 60-inch culvert.
That's a baby. That's a baby.
Yeah.
We said that 10-footer. 61 foot long the day over
three of those
5 acres.
I make the motion to pay the bill.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuna.
I second that.
Second by Commissioner Mars. Build some roads over there?
Me?
You.
Build some
parking? 27,000, 22,000, 30,000. You've been laying it down, huh?
You talking about on Oak Forest? But I paid
tell you
for
what, I went down Rose Hill.
I paid for that.
I went down Rose Hill yesterday doing a wedding. And y'all been down Rose Hill? Rose
yeah.
Rose?
Paid
it. It looks good. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that looks, mm-hmm. That's a good.
Hell, remember a few years ago, you couldn't even get up top of that hill.
I've been stuck on Rose Hill.
Yeah, up top of that hill, going down it.
And I was late to the wedding that I was officiating, so I appreciate it.
That's $85,000 or $88,000 right there on Oak Park.
Yeah, wow.
That's what I do with my fund balance money.
Really? We got a motion and a second. Any other comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. Let the record reflect I gave Commissioner McNally kudos for that quality of that road, man. Y'all picked up on that.
Yeah.
It's a good road. I was amazed. Item number 7, consider approval of budget amendments.
Yeah, I only saw budget amendments, and I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Mars. Any questions? Extension. Comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Unanimous. 4-0. Are no reports, are no minutes. I'd entertain a motion to.
So real quick, can we post another workshop for the budget? If we're going to do anything with the raises at all? Sir?
No, that's true. Yeah, well. Salary Grievance Committee meeting, 9 o'clock right here, Friday, September the 6th.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the salary that people
get
to have to go back to
hourly
salary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when we talked about
it. Yeah. When that mandate. When that's mandate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I know we don't have an item to talk about this under, but this proposed budget does have a $1,000 increase in every person.
It does.
Elected officials and all. So if we need to repost, we need to repost and have a budget hearing. Another budget workshop.
It's just a summation of what we talked about at the last meeting.
I get it.
She could print a different one out every day. She printed another one out that's had $2,000 raises in it. I'm still trying to research to find, I don't know how you could do it like this 20 years in a row and then, or 18 or whatever the number of years is. And it used to be perfectly fine to put your ad out there in the paper and then once you work through the budget, the whole process, and get input from the community and all the court and all the elected officials, and we found out a way we can save a little money here, save some there, cut back on this, so we can, because it just takes away the whole process. I want to believe there's a proper way to do that, and it ain't never been anybody's intention to cut out anybody's raises. This is about as close as I've ever seen to not being able to afford it. And I think we've gotten past that. We've discovered that I think we can, because we're talking about a $1,000 raise is, what is that, $20 a week? You know?
A couple cents an hour.
Yes, ma'am.
47.
So I've got about another
Are y'all thinking we're gonna be done with the roof by then and inmates back in here? Because that $10,000 or $12,000 a day paying out plus not receiving income, that's $150,000 a month. That's what worries me. I'm glad to know we're painting and remediating and doing all that stuff in there so we don't get the roof fixed and, oh, well, y'all got to do this and y'all got to do that. Was there anything else that they told you we did? We're working on everything they expect us to fix.
The only thing I can think of, Judge, is we need power to the kitchen 24/7, even in a power outage. There's got to be some, it may be that, I don't know.
They do have backups. I've never been shown how to turn it on. I couldn't have turned it on either, but somebody ought to know how to flip that manual breaker. But DP is supposed to be having all of that.
It's all going to be, that's going to be fixed for the generator.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if the generator powers kitch or not. I have no idea.
No. I know prior to it.
Really?
There was no power.
I don't know nothing about that now.
Yeah. Because every time the power went out, we would be forced to get more bread.
Well, it's a, I guess the cooking part is gas, but it's hard to turn them eggs if you can't see what you're doing. Why would they wire it up where the kitchen didn't have lights when they built it? I just can't even conceive that.
Everything in the kitchen, we don't have gas in the kitchen. It's all electric.
Are you kidding? I don't know why I thought it was gas. I just.
You're going to give an inmate a gun to shoot? I mean, they got gas, really?
It's much more efficient.
Yeah, safer.
Have you considered the ceiling of the jail? Because the chief was bringing that up.
What?
The ceiling.
What's I assume the sheriff's teacher? Considering it. He's got inmates over there working. I assume he is.
What does that have to do with the kitchen, Mr. Dieter?
Oh, it has nothing to do with the kitchen in particular, but the parts where it's leaking, the ceiling.
I think that's what the sheriff said. There got
that's
inmates
what he just
over
said. He's got inmates in there, trustees working on this.
Right, that's what he said. Been painting and fixing stuff.
Well, the chief is the one that brought it up to us. That,
I'm going to tell you what that man right there just told us just about 5 minutes ago.
Well, I thought he said that they were painting.
Well, yeah. What's wrong with the ceiling? They don't need to be, they're steel in most cases.
I'm just saying the chief.
Anyways, so... Back to my, so y'all sure that transfer switch won't turn on the kitchen though, huh?
Well, it never has in the past.
But did it power the other parts of the jail, Sheriff?
Yeah.
Went right?
Yeah.
So that don't even make no, I guess, I don't know.
It may just be, I don't know.
Maybe that side of the, you don't know what generator run that one, do you?
Well,
there's two.
Yes. Okay, but let's get this transfer switch hooked up, the new one they're going to put in, and see if that might fix that issue. He said one runs one part and one runs the other part. He don't know if it ever, maybe, I don't know, maybe, but I have no clue. I'm not an electrician. I don't know.
So was it ever power?
He don't know.
Not
you don't know?
Now the generator's running?
Yeah, it's real.
Wow.
So if the jail commission approved it once, I mean, what makes you think they won't approve it again?
Well, Well, it's either grandfather or variance or something.
No, we can completely remodel that thing.
We didn't have the power up to get you.
We ain't got the light.
I wouldn't tell nobody.
I'll get it.
Employees are going to get raised. Worse comes to worse.
I'll get somebody to look at that.
Yeah, I mean, to me,
and I vote.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Jail commission approved that.
Hey, hey.
I'm just talking about.
Who are you talking about?
Now I'll get somebody to look at that and see what's going on with that.
Thank you. And it'd be a lot easier with nobody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So have you asked DP about that?
Yes.
He didn't know?
He didn't know? Or he didn't?
I didn't tell anybody I was going to
say no more.
Oh, come on.
Well, you
know. He said, no, it won't work.
I didn't say.
Yeah, because he can't move one. Which one he can't?
This
move?
One.
I might have
said no. This one. Can't move this one.
All right.
Yeah, shoot out.
Oh, ain't that precious?
Out to sling yesterday.
Oh,
Callahan baby.
Well, evidently somebody told his wife.
Somebody told his wife.
She called the doctor, and yeah, so Lee's got a couple.
I think I have a motion. Didn't I have a motion to adjourn?
Not yet.
I'll entertain one.
I got Brandon.
Got a second?
I do.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much.